When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. I'm joined by Will Guillory. Before we jump into the show, we got to remind you that we're going to have a live pod on the Athletic NBA Show during the trade deadline on Thursday. So make sure that you join us there. It's going to be a fun one for sure. I mean, we've already had some pretty crazy stuff going down. Something tells me, like there always is, there's going to be more crazy stuff going on. So that's going to be Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you tune in for that. Jade Hoy will be producing. He's producing this show as well. We have already had some deals. First game we're going to get to is Portland. They have completely sold the farm. Dame Lillard is out. They have almost nobody left. They've got Anthony Simons. They got Yusuf Nurkic and a bunch of back of the rotation guys. So obviously going up against the Lakers, who are in an absolute crisis, this should be a blowout loss. And it was indeed a loss for the Lakers. Blazers win 107-105. What the hell's going on?
Man, it was a crazy game for sure, because I definitely went into this one thinking, all right, the Lakers got blown out last night by Milwaukee. They're going to go into Portland, handle business, even if Russ doesn't play. LeBron will show up, AD will show up. These are a bunch of kids they're going against. They're going to kind of shoo them away and run away with this one. And man, Portland was just playing with so much energy, so much fire. All of these young guys, I mean, CJ Ellaby, Greg Brown, Watford, Dennis Smith, remember him? He had six deals in this game. They were just flying all over the place.
I thought there must have been another
Dennis Smith. Dennis Smith.
Wow.
Yeah, the dunk contest Dennis Smith. From the J. Cole song, Dennis Smith.
This is the dude that I said that the Magic, after his rookie season, made a huge mistake taking Jonathan Isaac instead of him. That guy? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was kind of a toss-up right now, considering what's going on with Jonathan Isaac in Orlando. For whatever reason, man, the Lakers just didn't seem like they had it. LeBron was checked out, and I'll say that he still ended up with 37-7. I kind of was surprised when I looked at his box score, because when you're watching the game, it just didn't seem like LeBron was all there. It's just like you said, it's a crisis right now, LA. They're 5-11 the last 16. Another weird one. How about AD took 10 shots last night against Milwaukee? 11 shots tonight against the Blazers. Really weird. He's not very involved. I don't know what's going on with the Lakers.
I mean, there were five Blazers that took at least 11 shots in this game. LeBron took 22 shots. AD took 11. Everybody else was under double digits for the Lakers. This is such a bizarre game because the Lakers shot 55% from the field and they still lost the game because they still hit less field goals than their opponent. Which is so weird. And then they turned it over 10 more times.
21 turnovers. LeBron had six. Yeah, a bunch of sloppy, especially some big ones late. Dennis Smith had a big steal late. Yeah,
he had six steals really in 22 minutes. Him and Justice Winslow had 10 steals combined. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those young guys are flying around. You got to give a shout out to Chauncey Billups. See, he had them inspired, but yikes. And then also, we got to shout out Anthony Simons. Yo. I mean, 29 points. 10 of the last 12 points, hitting some big, big shots late to close this one out. He's stepping up big time in Portland. And you got to think he's got a bright future with that team for sure.
Oh, for sure. Because this was their game, the first game without CJ McCollum. It was a big deal to trade CJ McCollum. They did not really get many players that are going to impact this team in return. So it's obviously that they're tanking and they're trying to get a top five pick now, top three pick. But it was also that they were clearing the way for Anthony Simons to step up and become that 25-point scorer, to have 29 points in his first game with five dimes and three turnovers isn't great. But, he did a pretty good job running the offense, and the dude's young as hell. Like, this is looking promising with Anthony Simons.
Yeah, in some ways, he can kind of be their new version of C.J. McCollum, right? A guy who can just, you know, go into pick and roll, get those buckets. He's not necessarily the guy you want running point guard the entire game. He's not going to have a whole bunch of games with 10 assists. But he'll go get you some buckets. He'll make big plays at the end of fourth quarters. And, yeah, like I said, he's a really nice piece for them to begin maybe this rebuild in Portland. We don't know what's going on with Dame. But, yeah, it feels like they're kind of creeping towards the rebuild. And Anthony Simons is a good piece to kind of begin it with.
Let's head to, I guess that wasn't really a debut since there wasn't really anyone debuting, but the other team that made a significant move up at the Pacific Northwest, Sacramento Kings. They hosted the Minnesota Timberwolves, a playoff team. Timberwolves got out to a big lead early in the first quarter, and the Timberwolves still held on to a lead with just under 5 minutes left. They're up 115-114. Final score, 132-119 for the Kings. The Kings with a huge run at the end of this game. And new guy Domas Sabonis, he had 22 points on 10 for 19 shooting with 14 boards and 5 dimes.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was not a big fan of the Sabonis for Halliburton deal when I first saw it happen. I was kind of like, I'm not sure about the Sabonis-Fox fit moving forward. Defensively, if you're going to play Sabonis as your full-time center, what's that going to look like? Especially with the way Fox has played defense this season, I think he's taking a real step back on that end. And man, they just look really good tonight. I think just kind of seeing them on the court, the lineup kind of made more sense to me now. When you kind of put Justin Holiday out there with them, Jeremy Lamb, it feels like their guard to wing ratio makes more sense, because the previous version of the Kings, it was just like a million guards. Whether you go Fox, Halliburton, they had Davion, they had Buddy, they had Terrence Davis. They were throwing a million guards out there. Now they got some wings with some size, guys who can spot up and hit threes. So I kind of like what Sacramento's doing here. I don't know if they're a real playing contender quite yet. But yeah, I think they're making maybe some steps in the right direction, but they got to find a way to play some defense with this group.
Yeah, I mean, Metu started next to Sabonis and Harrison Barnes. Rashawn Holmes only played 11 minutes, so be interesting to see if Rashawn Holmes stays in that backup center role this year or if they flip him before the buzzer goes off in the deadline. But one other player that was really interesting here was Harrison Barnes, because a lot of rumors started to pop up over the last 48 hours that somehow, once again, the Kings are not going to be moving Harrison Barnes. He comes out, has 30 points in the last game before the deadline. Goes 10 for 10 from the free throw line, 8 for 11 from the field. He even had 3 dimes. I think he's making a pretty clear case that some contender can bring him in, and he could be that missing piece and put them over the edge.
Yeah, he's a really good man. He was really good tonight. We know what type of shot maker he is, basically every, you know, area of the court. And he's a guy, you know, who guys listen to in the locker room. He's a real respected veteran, a guy who's been there, done that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm shocked they didn't trade him last year. I wouldn't be shocked if they don't trade him again this year. I think they kind of have, you know, hopes of making a plan with this group, going against Sabonis. I think that's going to be their plan moving forward. We'll see. Again, I don't know how good this group is going to be, you know, in the future. But I think as of right now, I mean, they're a decent-looking squad with those guys. As long as they're playing fast, Sabonis and Fox are efficient on offense, I think they're going to be really interesting down the stretch. And I'm just happy that we finally get to free Davion Mitchell and give that young guy an opportunity to play big minutes. Had 18-7-7 tonight. I just want to see Davion Mitchell get all the minutes, shut everybody down. I'm looking forward to seeing him in a big role with the squad, you know, the rest of the way.
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training, just in time for summer and warmer days. I know I'm looking outside right now. Sun's out, birds are chirping. It's time to start getting outside. I know that I like to get outside and play basketball with my kids. And honestly, I need to get into a fitness routine in order to keep up with these guys. And Peloton is there for me. Peloton's varying class lengths were designed with your training plan in mind. Personalize your workout, whether you'd like to add a 10-minute core session at the end of your strength class, or take a 60-minute power zone ride to increase your endurance. Peloton classes are designed to help focus on your needs and goals. Peloton's classes were made to challenge you. There are a variety of classes like boot camps, boxing, full body strength, or marathon training, all created to grow your skills or push you to improve in what you're already excelling in. Peloton's program and instruction push you to be your best. Their expert coaches and nonstop vibes will push you to new levels of strength and endurance, keeping you on your toes while giving you the professional coaching you need. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run indoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get your head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Last game for us, the Utah Jazz had a nice and competitive game against Golden State Warriors. And then the fourth quarter happens, and they won 111-85. I mean, this game in the second half was just not even remotely close.
Big yikes. Big yikes. The end of the nine-game winning streak. You can kind of see it early on in this one that the Warriors, they just didn't have much left in the gas tank. Klay didn't go tonight. Steph's shots weren't falling. Yeah, it was just a rough night for them overall. The Jazz, man, they just looked really, even without Rudy Gobert out there, they just looked like a much bigger team. They were really controlling the paint in a lot of ways. I didn't see the final count, but I'm sure they out-rebounded them close to 15-plus tonight. So, yeah, I think Steve Kerr even said after the game that, yeah, we look kind of small compared to that team. So that'll be interesting. You know, maybe the Warriors try to make a little move here before the deadline to get more big in there. I doubt it, though. It seems like they're kind of set with that group. But, yeah, I think it was kind of an interesting glimpse into maybe some issues the Warriors could face down the line or, against a bigger team in a playoff series. But, again, we know what that group – if Steph starts making shots, once Klay's in there and he's hitting shots and Draymond's back, they're going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, and Andrew Wiggins all had 5 field goals made in this game. That was the highest for them. While the center rotation for the Jazz, Udoka Azubuike starting, Hassan Whiteside off the bench, 9-for-10 between those two guys. I mean, the pick-and-roll game was working.
Yeah, we know that's what the Jazz do, man. And they were, you know, over 15 three-pointers again. Donovan Mitchell, not necessarily his best game, but I think you saw him kind of getting back into being that guy in control of that offense, creating open shots for others. And we got to give a shout-out to Trent Forrest. He balled out in this game, was all over the place, making plays on defense, getting to the rack. I think it's going to be really interesting with Joe Ingles out, what Utah's going to try to do. They brought in Nikhil Alexander-Walker today to be another big guard off of that bench, maybe to play with Trent Forrest. So we're going to see a different look from that second unit in Utah, maybe some bigger guards, some younger guys. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But, yeah, I want to see that group just get healthy, Utah. I want to see Gobert get back, Mitchell get back in the form, and see if they can really make a run, because I don't think it's over for them yet as far as title contention once they're fully healthy, obviously without Ingles.
Well, I'm glad I got you here because you cover the Pelicans for The Athletic. Nikhil Alexander-Walker was the franchise cornerstone of the Pelicans up until this morning. I'm shocked to see this change. He was their best young player, unless I'm forgetting somebody. So what do you think Na is going to bring to Utah?
This one hurt, man. It seemed like people know who follow me on the Pelicans beat. I'm a Na stan. I've been on the captain of Na Island.
Oh, hell
no. He's struggled heavily. He struggled this year, man. It's been a whole lot of on his jumpers this year. He's shooting well below 40% from the field, close to like 30% on three. So, yeah, I think the guy has a lot of talent. He can do a lot of different things on the court. The biggest thing for him is always is just shot selection. I think going into that Utah system is going to help. It's a very simple style. It's either you hit the roll guy or you hit the guy in the corner. They don't make it too complicated with what they're doing. So I think he'll fit there, but it's got to be shot selection, and he's got to make open jumpers. If you don't make open jumpers in Utah, you're probably not going to play much.
Well, I can't wait to see how he learns from Jordan Clarkson on how to take responsible shots throughout the game, so that should be good. That's going to do it. He's Will Guillory. He covers the Pelicans for The Athletic. I'm Jared Weiss, cover the Celtics and NBA for The Athletic. We'll see you next time. I'll be back. We'll have Motokil in tow. We'll have trade deadline bonanza. We'll have some games as well for you on Friday morning. For Jade Hoy, Jared Weiss, Will Guillory, take us away.
Trade deadline day. Let's do it. Ding, ding.